Hi, Lena. Hi, how are you?
Hi, good, and you?
Jolly good. It's lovely to meet you. Thank you so much for joining us today. And congratulations on a brilliant performance in a really great film. Can you tell me about when you got the news of getting the part and about your journey in creating Juliet with Wes Anderson?
Yeah, it was amazing because it was my first, I think my first casting in English, and I didn't have anything, any lines. And they gave me 20 minutes to learn, like, I don't know, one page in English. And I was like, okay, it's impossible to do it. And I did it, but just like to experience the casting. And they called me back maybe 3 weeks later to say, like, Wes chose me. And I was like, okay, it's incredible. And yes, and we met on set with Wes first to do the costumes and everything. And we start working together. Like, we didn't spoke about it, about the role, about the, like, we just start to work. And yeah, it was amazing.
Yes. I can imagine after the audition, you must have thought, oh, well, I haven't got that if I only had 20 minutes to learn something.
I think, I don't know what happened. Really, I don't know what happened. Maybe, I don't know, destiny, luck, something, I don't know.
Wonderful. And how was it work in his method of working? Every frame is so painstaking. How did you find, like, the motorbike scene with you and Timothy Chalamet? How long did that take?
Which one, with the bike?
Yes, and Timothy is on the back of the bike with you, and you have these wonderful frames. And I thought,
So
that must have taken hours or days, weeks.
But we did the two scenes in two different days, and the this one, we did it the first day, I remember, of shooting. And it was like all like a black room, and just Timothy and me and I, and yes, with this motorbike, yes.
It was lovely. It's such a great scene. And yes, I was speaking with Leah Sado yesterday, and she was saying that you have these wonderful meals where all the cast get to know each other.
So we didn't shoot together, like, because it's three stories, three different stories. I just met Frances and Timothée and Bill. But yeah, and we didn't know what, like, I just had my part of the script. So I didn't know what happened in this movie. And I was like, okay. And sometimes we comment tu dis, on se croisait.
We met
with other actors, and we were like, okay, what is your story? Can you just tell me? And like, no, I can't. But yes, it's like, it's a special experience, because it's like three short movie. Like, I did it like a short movie for me, like,
yeah,
with a beginning and an end.
And with your character Juliet, she is so strong and fierce. And did you have that guidance from Wes to bring that out of her? Or is that what you brought to her?
I spoke with him about Juliet and about the events of May 68 in France. I knew that it's inspiring by these events in France. But for Juliet, he gave me like some references, some French movies, like La Vérité from Clouseau with Brigitte Bardot, Pont du Nord from Rivette, from Jacques Rivette, with Pascal Augier, and a lot of French movies, Renoir, some. But it was very clear, like, Juliet is like, I don't know, like, yeah, of course, a strong young woman, and based on this event. So I did my part of my job. So I did a lot of research and everything.
And for you, what was the best part of working on the film? What was the most fun?
Everything. It's hard to, you know, when you are on set on a Wes's movie, it's like incredible. Like, it's a playground. Everything is amazing. So I don't know. Yeah, to maybe which one? Maybe the scene in the Sans Blague, you know, the brasserie with Timothée, when we did like this one, this little part with a tip top when we are tapping something like a picture on the wall. I don't know if you remember.
Yes, yes.
This scene, we did it like, I don't know how take we did, like maybe, I don't know, 50, 60, I don't know. And we had a lot of fun. It was hard to do it because it was like 3 minutes, like en plan séquence, a seconds, I don't know, no cut.
Wow.
Yes. And we and to repeat and repeat and repeat. But also we had fun because it's so exciting to do that. Maybe this one, yeah.
And you definitely had the best costume in the whole thing. Did you get to keep it?
We really discussed with Milena about my costume. And for me, it's when I have a role and a character to, I think it's the first step, the costume. And when you found your costume, like the perfect one, you find your character.
Yeah.
So we had a lot of discussions with Wes, with Milena, and sometimes we didn't agree. And we was like, okay, no, I want my socks, please. It's important for me. And Milena is so open-minded, and she's like, she's the best one, and I love her, and she did a great job on this movie. And yes, I love my costume, I agree.
Yes, completely. And did you get to keep it?
No. I want my helmet. I have to ask. Yeah, I have to ask my helmet. It's important, yes, I think.
Yes, definitely. I would at least the helmet. Yes. Oh, that's wonderful. So thank you so much. And I just want to ask you about cinema in France. I don't know if it's the same, like we're just coming back into cinema, and just how important it is to be back in the cinema. What are your feelings about this?
You know, I'm in love with cinema, and I don't want to do like, there is some new, I don't know how to say, the nouveau canot, tu vois?
Yeah.
New ways to do to create and everything, but I'm not the one who wants to do some Netflix series and everything. I'm in love with cinema, and for me it's so important to go back to cinemas and to go back to theaters, and I'm doing this job for that moment. So
absolutely,
you are alone with like in a black room and with a big screen. I just love this moment,
especially with a film like The French Dispatch. It especially, is yes. Absolutely made for cinema.
No, but I hope we are in the good way. I think we are getting back to that. It's a possible, like, I don't think really that the cinema would die. It's impossible for me. Like, I can't imagine that.
I agree. I think it is an absolutely integral part of our community.
Yeah.
You know, no matter what is screening on it sometimes, you know, it's very, very important place for people to come together and to experience something like The French Dispatch is just a total joy. It really is. Thank you so much for joining me today. It's been a pleasure to speak to you.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.
And you. Bye-bye.